This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Claire Cleveland. Longmont and the Northern Arapaho Tribe in Wyoming are now sister cities. The land Longmont is on now used to be home to the tribe before an 1860s treaty pushed Native people out. Today, the sister city relationship will allow for cultural exchange. Students from each will travel to the other. The relationship also presents an opportunity to recognize the history that drove out Native peoples and the impact of being placed in reservations. It's the first day of fall, and Colorado farmers are busy harvesting. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Crops across the state are generally doing better than last year. Spring and summer rain helped. A report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows dry beans and sugar beets are doing well compared to the five-year average. But potatoes in the San Luis Valley are struggling, with 20% of the crop reported as poor. Many pastures are also hurting, with 21% reported as poor. Colorado ranchers are weaning their cattle early because of the dry conditions. Bill Meyer is with USDA.
Moisture is needed, hands down. You don't like to go into the fall with it this dry.
The dry soil is also bad for farmers planting winter wheat, which is underway. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Governor Polis is urging the Interior Department to relocate a dozen bison from the Grand Canyon to Colorado instead of proceeding with a planned hunt. The Interior Department says the lethal culling is necessary to manage the bison herd's population and awarded permits for the hunt by lottery. A land trust in Bent County has offered to add the bison to its herd if the Interior Department changes its plans. It's 75 in Denver, 73 in Colorado Springs and Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.